Identity labels are seldom helpful, especially where personality and sexuality are concerned. The term gay is just an artificial mental construct, a word that means what other people say it means, nothing more, nothing less. On the next Family Matters, we'll discuss male sexual identity and help a young man to understand true masculinity. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received this great question regarding gender association. As a guy, do you think it means I'm gay because I've always had a preference and appreciation for feminine and girly things? I've been this way since I was a small boy. I'm not sure what to make of this. It's difficult to answer your question in a helpful and meaningful way until we've defined your terms. What exactly do you mean by a preference for feminine and girly things? For some, this could mean that they engage in cross-dressing and that they experience pleasure from wearing frilly blouses and French negligee. Or, on a different order, maybe you're simply suggesting that you like art, music, poetry, gardening, or cooking better than soccer, cars, and hunting. As it stands, your statement leaves a lot of room for interpretation. Different people define feminine and girly in different ways. So do different cultures. The fact of the matter is that some of our most common assumptions about masculinity and femininity come to us directly from the drawing boards of marketers and advertisers. It's important to understand that these notions aren't necessarily valid or consistent with God's design. Some may think that only girly men cry or show their emotions, but Jesus Christ obviously took a different view of things. Our initial response to your question, then, is to suggest that you may need to broaden your concept of masculinity. The fact is, there are many healthy, red-blooded, fully masculine men who earn their daily bread as painters, musicians, chefs, hairdressers, doll makers, interior designers, and fashion consultants. Believe it or not, there are even some who enjoy hobbies like knitting and sewing. It would be a serious mistake to make judgments about their sexual attractions or overall sexuality on the basis of these activities and preferences. In addition to your talents and interests, it's also important to look at your relationships. Whatever their stage and age in life, guys need healthy relationships with other guys. Are your closest friendships with women or with men? If connecting with men is difficult for you, as it is for many men, you may want to start by forming relationships with other men around an activity you enjoy. Or you might want to ask another man to mentor, disciple, or coach you in an area you wish to grow. Even more importantly, you may want to start exploring scriptures and asking God to reveal to you the deeper meaning of masculinity. Our maleness points to deeper truths, truths that go beyond mere roles, relationships, and interests. Masculinity has to do with creating, proclaiming the truth, protecting, providing, initiating, standing for righteousness and justice, and more. It would be a good idea to think, pray, and read about masculinity as God intended it to be. Aside from roles, relationships, and the real meaning of masculinity, there are, of course, other people who have a serious problem with something psychologists call gender dysphoria. Gender dysphoria is a condition characterized by confusion or disconnection between a person's natural and genetic gender and his or her perceived sexual identity. Perhaps the most important thing we can say about gender dysphoria is that while the sciences like medicine and psychology are still learning about this topic, the issue is deeply interwoven with a person's relational and developmental processes which affect one's sense of gender and gender belonging. If you have reasons for believing that this is an accurate description of your situation, we'd advise you to sit down and discuss your thoughts and feelings with a trained Christian counselor. Call Focus on the Family's counseling department. Our staff can provide you with references to reputable Christian therapists practicing in your area. That number is 031-716-3300, or you can log on to our website at safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. We urge you, in the strongest possible terms, to resist the temptation to jump to unwarranted conclusions. And remember that feelings don't determine identity. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.